Let's go. We're now continuing. We broke ground in Hilchas Chagiga yesterday. We discussed the three primary and fourth mitzvah really regarding every Yom Tov. We're now in Halacha Zayin. We're discussing now, we discussed if you did not bring your Olas Re'iyah or your Shalmei Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, you have 6 days to make it up till the end of Pesach, but you should try to do it as soon as possible. And if your whole Yontif passed by, you've finished and you can't fix it up. Halacha Zayin talks about the holiday of Sukkot. What if one did not bring his korbanos, the olas re'iyah, or the shalmei chagiga on the first day of Sukkot? What's the makeup? Chogeg es kol haregel. You have the entire 6 days of the remainder of Sukkot to make it up. Plus, u'b'yom tov achron shu shmini, and also shmini atzeres. Get an extra day to make it up. Even the eighth day, which is a new holiday, which is Shmini Atzeres, is still considered a makeup date for the first day. There's no separate halacha of bringing an Olas Re'iyah or Shalmei Chagiga for Shmini Atzeres. Nothing doing. But it's considered a makeup date. What about Shavuos? We asked yesterday. It's only one day Shavuos. The one who did not bring on that one day of Shavuos the korbanos he had to bring, you can still bring them the whole week after Shavuos, 6 days after Shavuos. You have the full 7 days Shavuos plus 6 days afterwards. And as I said, yes, that's why some.
There's nothing young,
but we give you, you can make it up. The dover said,
that's why people don't say tachanun.
Yeah, some, because if we had a base of means, you could have brought korbanos at that time. Now, this is very interesting. Where did they get this from? The dover said, if you have shvu, remember, the rabbis deduced this from the juxtaposition of the psukim. Because when it talks about the three yamim tovim, it says, b'chaga matzos, b'chaga shavuos, u'b'chaga sukkos. So we put the three together. So we're going to make a comparison to Shavuos to the Pesach. And just like Pesach has 7 days to make up, so does Shavuos have 7 days to make up. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, it also says Chag HaSukkos. So why, let's say it even more. Let's say that just like Sukkos has 7 days to make up, not six, let's say Sukkos has 7 days. Pesach has six, Shavuos has seven. Let's say, and Sukkot and Shavuos is in the middle. So let's say let's learn Shavuos from Sukkos. Give you 7 days to make up. Gemara has a rule: tafasta merubalo tafasta. If you can, you want to increase. You can increase 1 week six, 1 week seven. You always go the smaller amount. If you grab too much, you don't get anything, as it were. So therefore, we compare Shavuos to Pesach, and you get 6 days to make it up. Okay, you can do that. Okay, shechaga Shavuos, kechaga masa. When we talk about fixing up, so Shavuos is compared to Pesach. Okay, now, as important as bringing these two korbanos, the Olas Re'iyah on the first day of Yontif, and the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, which is the optimal way it should be done, Einam Doichin, they don't push off certain things, and they're not done on the first day under certain circumstances, such as Lois a Shabbos, they don't push off Shabbos. If the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, you do not bring these korbanos on Shabbos. Veloa satoma, and not if the owner of the Kohanim or the Klisharis are tummy. If people are tummy, they don't bring it either. Why? Because there is a slight difference between that and, let's say, Korban Pesach. Levisha Elam Zman Kavua Ki Korban Sibra. They don't have really a hard and fast set time like public offerings. For example, a Yontif Korban, the Korban of Yontif, not the individuals, the public. Remember, we learned there's korbanos you bring on every yontif, right? So that a community need that can only be fulfilled on that day, it overrides Shabbos. It overrides Tumah.
Right.
Okay? But here, this is a private. Every individual's private mitzvah. And more than that, we already know. Shim ein chogem. What if you don't bring it on the first day? What's the lach? Is it finished? You can't make it up? No, chogeg lebachar. You bring it the next day. right? So any korban that's set for sure as a public type of korban, it always pushes off Tumah and pushes up Shabbos. But a private one that really isn't a hard and fast one day only, so why do we have to transgress the Shabbos or override Tumah? Do it when you're not Tumah, do it when it's not Shabbos. And we're not going to fault you. It's not like you're negligent, you didn't want to do it. It's Shabbos. So the Torah says, don't violate the Shabbos. Bring it on Sunday. And that way you can make everybody happy. Okay, as we explained, Aval Doichin es Yontif, but it does push off Yontif, right? Even though you could fix it in other days, but that already, but that's part of what Yontif's all about. Now, on the other hand, V'afal Pishay Makrivim V'Yontif, but you don't bring vow offerings on Yontif. Let's say a vow offerings. We'll talk about that in the next chapter. I vow to bring a shlomim. Stop. I want to thank God. I want to bring a toda. Okay, you can't bring that on Yontif because you can bring it any day. It's not a Yontif halacha. Right. We don't have that. But still, makrivim olas re'iyah v'shamach hagiyah. But we bring the ola that we're obliged to bring on the first day of Yontif and the shlomim that we're obliged to bring on the first Yontif v'shamei simcha and also the additional shlomim she'ein el nedarim. They're not vow offerings. Elochov is your obligation. Remember, you have to bring an Olas Riyah. You have to bring a Shalmei Chagiga and also a Shalmei Simcha. You have to bring them. It's an obligation. A Nedava, yeah, you have to keep your word, but I don't have to bring my Nedava and Yontif, so I can bring that a Cholamai. Okay, fine. Now, what is one of the other details? What's another potential conflict? Tess? So when you bring any one of those three holiday offerings on Yontif, you have to put your hands on top of the head and press down, lean against it with all your force, like you do any other type of korban that you do on any other day. Wait a minute, but what if you wouldn't do smicha? Would the korban still be a good korban b'dieved? Yes. So now it becomes a problem. Isn't smicha a rabbinic prohibition? You're not allowed to make use of an animal on Yontif, right? Even though you don't have to have smicha, if smicha was not done, it doesn't hold back the effectiveness of the korban. You get kapar anyway. So why do we say it's a rabbinic prohibition to make use of the animal? They did not make the decree of Shavuos. For example, Torah rabbis say you can't climb on a tree, you can't ride on an animal on Shabbos and Yontif. So when you're leaning on it, you're making use of an animal. Still, the rabbis did not make the decree of Shavuos in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Now,
doesn't the kohen get involved with the...
This kohen does not do smicha. The owner always does smicha. Kohen facilitates a lot of other things, but does not do smicha.
Only on the goats.
Yud. Hamafrish Olas Riyah. So let's get a guy separated in Olas Riyah. He said, okay, I'm going to bring an Olas Riyah. This animal is now going to be an Ola. He separates it. This is going to be my Olas Riyah on the first day of Yontif. For Mason, and then the owner dies. What happens? Hayorshin Chayev Lavian. The inheritors are obliged to bring it for him. In other words, it's not like a Korban Chatas. If the owner dies, you can't bring it. It's something he... was separated. He already made it. He designated as Olas Riyah. So it has to be brought as an Olas Riyah, even though the guy's not alive. So that's Halacha A. Stop. Next point. Mutter lahakriv b'chol shomoed nedarim nedavos. But b'chol moed, that's when you bring your vow offerings, your netters and your nedavos that you made a whole year long. That you could bring a chol moed. And that's explicitly stated in the Pasuk, Shenemar. Eile tasul Hashem, these things you'll do for Hashem, b'moadechem, an chol hamoed, we've got to see what those things are in a minute, levat, besides, midrechem and idrechem, besides your vow offerings that you can make on chol hamoed, we'll see what these are in a minute, but that's clear, miklal shekreven beregel, clearly you bring, you could, the course clearly saying, you bring a neder and a dove on chol hamoed. Now, what are the other things? And now we're going to look at the three words earlier in the pasuk that says you also bring an chol hamoed. It says, let me just make sure I got the pasuk over here. Then it says, etc. It says, Olo Seichem, Mincho Seichem, and Shalmechem. What are those three words? So they are Levadnech, Michlal, because when it says Olo Seichem, that means a personal obligatory Ola. What personal obligatory Ola would you have on Chol HaMoed? Kama Olas Mitzorah. Let's say the Ola that a Mitzorah brings. Let's say a guy finishes being a Mitzorah. So he has to bring his Ola. So he brings that on Chol HaMoed. And similarly, Olas Yoledes, a woman who gave birth has to bring an Ola. She can bring that on Chol HaMoed. Umichoseim, and there's obligatory Minochos, such as Lavi Minchas Choter. Remember the sliding Ola V'yorid? A poor fellow for a Chattis brings that. So he can bring a Mincha offering a Chol HaMoed. Uminchas Kenos, and the Mincha that the Sota woman brings, if the husband suspects her, you can bring that. And when it says Shalmechem, what other Shlomim? L'rabe Shalmei Nozer, the Shlomim that a Nozer has to bring, that he's obliged to bring. Hakol Kravim B'moed, can bring all those on Chol HaMoed, all those things. They ain't crib, but you can't bring them on Yom Tov, because why bring on Yom Tov? You can bring in on Chol HaMoed.
So you just have to wait longer? Like, I mean, if you're 30 days was up for Nazir,
you have to wait one day. Just one day. It's only one day Yom Tov.
No, but you can't have wine on Yom Tov.
It's okay. You should have thought about that when you made the vow. When they made the vow, you weren't having
consequences.
You weren't having on Shabbos for four Shabbos.
So I'm not inviting them to my house.
Okay, so a smart guy will not do it within a month before Yom Tov. Okay, now the Rambam just gives you practical advice regarding these different types of korbanos. Remember, the Olas Re'iyah is completely burnt. The Shalmei Chagiga, you get to eat it, right? And we said there's a lower level, but it can do more if you want to do more. So now the suggestions are the following. Now a lot depends on how large your family is. Mm-hmm. So Yudal, Umi Shahayla Ochli Merubim, if a person had a lot of family members who have to eat a lot, and at the same time, in Uchasma, you don't have a lot of money, so where do you want to put your money? Into the Ola that's burnt up or the Shlomim that you can eat? So maybe Shalmei Chagiga and Simcha Merubim, bring a lot of Shlomim to celebrate the Yom Tov, or the additional Shlomim that are for Simcha. Remember, there was two types of Shlomim. For Olas Re'iyah Mu'atas, and very few Olas Re'iyah.
Yeah.
Maybe just bring a bird. You can get away with a bird for an Olas Re'iyah. You don't have a lot of money, so give the least amount to get burnt, and the most amount for your own korbanos to eat. What if the opposite? You have very few people. Just let's say a husband and wife. That's it. Elderly. Una chasma, but they have a lot of money. Then maybe Olas Re'iyah Mu'atas, and bring a lot of Olos. Because you can give a lot to get burned up for Hashem.
Right.
But very few Shalmei Chagiga, because you're going to bring it to Nosar if you have too much.
Right.
What if you have a small amount of family, a small amount of money? Alzemer, they said, that's the halacha. Lo yivchas mimol ola, not less than 16 barley corns of silver for an ola. Ushtei kesev l'shtamim, and 32 barley corns for a shlamim. That's the minimum. That's the minimum is for you. Minimum, you don't have a lot of money, so give the minimum. You don't have a lot of eaters, so give the minimum for the shlamim. On the other hand, Zeva Zemer really got a lot of money and a lot of kids. Al Zenemer, that's what the Pasuk says. Give Virkas Hashem Elokech Asher Nasan Lach. Give as much as Hashem has blessed you. Okay, that ends Perek Aleph. Now, the second chapter is primarily going to speak about the fifth mitzvah of not leaving the Levi out and making sure he has joy too. But that's going to be the second half. The first half is going to get very specific as to who is chayiv in the mitzvah of re'iyah, of appearing with a korban on Yom Tov, and who is exempt from it. And that is going to be the first eight halachas. Okay, first eight halachas is going to be dealing with that. We're not going to do them all today, but we'll get a running start. Okay, first what he's going to do in halacha aleph is go through a list of the 11 people who are exempt, and then he's going to give you the sources for it. And that's all. It's long halacha aleph. And then he's going to get into other types, or he's going to get into other details about that. So let's count the list down. First of all, Noshim Vavodim Peturim Minari'iyah. Women and Canaanite slaves are putter from Re'iyah, and we'll see later on the reason for that. Okay, they're potter. But that's a whole different category. They're not men, whatever, and Canaanite servants are like women. We'll talk about it, but they're out completely. Okay.
This is the obligation, but they're allowed.
No, they don't have to bring an Olas Re'iyah at all, yeah. And they don't bring a Shalmei Chagiga at all.
Right,
okay. Well, the Re'iyah, those two. Simcha, they're obliged, remember?
Right. Simcha. Right.
But they're out of the picture. Okay, now let's talk about men, regular Jewish men. V'chol anoshim chayim, all Jewish men are chayiv in the midst of bringing a korban, Olas Re'iyah, and a Shalmei Chagiga. Chutz, with the following 11 exceptions. Now, these exceptions are going to be a little bit different than what you're used to hearing exceptions. The Rambam will explain why these are a little bit different than what you're used to hearing. Number one, Cheresh, a person who's deaf only, not deaf-mute. Even if he's only deaf, he's excused. Usually, we put that in the category, Cheresh, Shait of a Cut, is usually a deaf-mute,
right.
Putter in mitzvahs. Here we're saying, even if he's only deaf, but not a mute, alone, you're exempt from it. We'll see why later. Number two, Ve'ilim, one who's only mute and not deaf.
That's one,
that's two. V'shoita, and a person who's incompetent. That's three. V'katan, and a minor. V'suma, and a blind person. And we'll see, it's even blind, even if only in one eye, we'll see. Seven, V'chiger, and someone who is lame, even in one foot. So we'll see all these cases. Zayin, V'tami, someone who's impure. For RL and someone's uncircumcised. Now, interesting, so far we're up to eight. Now that Rami adds a word, what's the next word?
Vechein.
And also. Why does it have to say vechein and also? Just continue with the list.
It must be different than the two categories.
Must be, even though it's exempt, it's for a different reason altogether. And also, what do you got? Hazokin, elderly.
How old is elderly?
We'll see in a minute. 10, vachoyla, sick person. We'll see. 11 goes together. V'harach, one who is sensitive. V'ha'anog mode, and very finicky. In other words, he never walks. He always takes a cab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk. So I take a cab wherever I go. Right? But that's the same thing. Sensitive and finicky, that's the same character. So that's the 11. But it's really 8 and 3. Now you're going to see right away, these last three, we have the reason right away.
What happened to Tumah?
We said Tomei, that was number 7.
She'enem
yecholim lalos al raglehem, because they can't walk. You remember, you got to walk up to the temple. You got to go to the Azora. It's not, to go to Yerushalayim is one thing, but you don't take a taxi. In those days, no taxis into the Azora. Doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And these people, it was a mountain. You had to climb up. And these people, they just push your can. An old man. So now, how old? Old enough that you can't make it.
Right.
If you can make it, you're not that old. You could be 85 years old and be as strong as a rock, then go ahead. You could be never 50 years old with a heart condition,
right.
And you can't go up to...
So it's for the individual to decide?
It's clearly, that has to be decided. You ask a rabbi or shayla, and he'll tell if you can make it or not. So if you're too elderly, too sick, or too sensitive to walk up. So that's why it's a different category than the first eight. The other eight, there's specific reasons why they're excluded. This is one common, simple reason. They can't make it up the mountain. That's it. So that's why it says v'chein, to show it's a separate category. Now, let's go back. Kol elo achara serpentim, all these 11 are exempt. Usharkos, when any other man, chayom beria, is chayev to bring the olas ria and the shalmei chagiga. Now, we're going to clarify what did we mean in all these cases. Back to number one. Hacheresh, the deaf, although usually translated deaf as deaf-mute, Cheresh is usually deaf-mute together.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's afal pi shumedaber, even though he's capable of speaking, he's still going to be putter, as we'll see later why. Vafilu, next one. Vafilu Cheresh, even if he's only deaf in one ear. He's still potter, minaria. We'll see why. And the person who's blind, even in one eye, is exempt. Ochiger, lame, beragloachas, even one leg, potter is exempt. Okay. Ha'ilame, the mute, afalpishir shomei, even though he could hear, potter is exempt. Okay, now the Rambam throws another two in. They're not part of this 11 for obvious reasons. We'll say in a minute. What about a tumtum and an androgynos? The tumtum, where we don't know their sexual orientation, is not clear because it's blocked up. Or the androgynos that has both simonim of male and female, they're exempt. And the Rambam says, why? Mipnei Shehem Safek Isha. They're a Safek Isha, and we know a woman is already potter from Ria. Okay? So, and that's the major reason. So, if a woman can't, and they could be women, so they're out. Now, here's an interesting one. Mi Shechetsho Eve Vechetsho Ben Choyim. A person's a half Canaanite slave and half free. How's that? He had two owners in partnership. One owner freedom, one didn't. Potter. He's Potter. Why? Mitzad Avdaso. Because of the side of him who's a Canaanite slave. And the Pasuk says, Yeira kol zechurcha, every male shall see el pineha adon, the face of their master God. Not somebody who has another master, even though it's a half a master. He'll be out of that. Now let's go back to those eight, and how do you know what's the sources that say that these eight are exempt? Well, let's see from the Pasuk. Starts off with, number one, Hareyamo Yeira kol zechurcha, all your males shall appear before Hashem. Well, clearly males are not females. Lahotz yasanashim. So that takes women out. 1, 2, 3. Even though we already said before that women are putter from mitzvah aseish asman grama, and there is a zman grama over here, but no, we need a specific miut of zohar and not nekeva. Why? Because we'll learn a little bit later on, there's a very famous gzer shava by Olas Re'iyah. And it goes like this. By the Olas, it says, Re'iyah, you shall be seen. But there's another mitzvah of Hakel. By Hakel, when everybody has to come, men, women, and children, and it says Re'iyah over there. So therefore, we make a similarity. Whoever is obliged in Hakel is obliged in Re'iyah. Who's not obliged in Hakel is not obliged in Re'iyah. So wait a minute. A woman is obliged in Hakel. So maybe I think she'd be obliged in Re'iyah, because whoever's obliged with the other, that's why it says, but by here it says Zechurcha, though. It says males. So therefore, males exclude women. And once I exclude women, I've excluded now the Tumtum and the Androgynos, because it's a Suffolk. So that gets women out of there. So, Lahotz Yes HaNoshim, Umitzvas Asei She'ein HaNoshim Chayovis, and now we're going to take out Canaanite slaves, because any positive mitzvah the women don't do, ain't avarim chayim bo. Servants don't do it either. They're equal to women. So that takes rid of Canaanite slaves and half Canaanite slaves for that matter. The ode, and also there's another reason. It says, Arei Nemer, by Hakel, which we're comparing, it says, Bevo kol Yisrael, when all the Jews come to the doubt. So Jews, lahotzi avarim, to exclude avarim. So that's even the second reason why they're out. Why you need two verses, as commentaries talk about that. V'nemar, and here's the hekesh, when it says, Bevo kol Yisrael le'ra'os. When it's talking about hakel, it says when all Jews come to be seen by Hashem. So just like it says to be seen by Hashem by hakel, k'shem shem boim le'ra'os in Hashem, just like they're seen before Hashem by hakel, k'chem boim le'ra'os adar kachu be'shkinasu. So too you have to see the Holy Temple for Yontif. Now, it has to be seen by Hashem. To be seen, so lahotzi suma shein aroa, to exclude a blind person who can't see. Because we say you have to be seen just like yours, you have to be seen just like you see. Okay? Afil nispos eino achas, even if one eye is out, chere ein riosho, he doesn't have complete sighting. So everyone who comes to see, so a guy missing an eye can't see so well, and we make that, again, that hekesh, that we're saying just like by Hakel, they're excluded, so it is excluded also. Now also says by Hakel, v'sham namil man yishu, they could hear. Lahotzi mishe neloshmeh, who can't hear so well. One ear doesn't hear, you're out also for going for Re'iyah. And then it says, ulman yomadu, so you should be able to learn by Hakel. So what does that have to do? What's wrong with that? Well, that's not so simple. Lahotzi mishem, that looks like someone who can't speak. I understand. If you can't speak, you could learn. What's the problem? The answer is, shekol ha-metzuv lomad. Part of the mitzvah of learning is metzuv lomad. You have to teach. In other words, learning means teaching also. So you're only obliged in learning if you're obliged in teaching. If you can't speak, you can't teach. Okay? And the Namar also says, Baloscha, when you ascend, this is now talking about the Olas Riyah, it's this week's Parsha. Baloscha le Ros, when you go up to be seen by Hashem. So who can go up? Mishachot, who can go on his feet? And that will exclude the person who's lame, the person who's sick, elderly, and very frail. Now, it's very interesting. I have a little kasha on that. If that's the case, so then why, when the Rambam listed the first 11, he should have said v'chein, also the elderly, the sick, and the finicky, and he should have added the chiger, the lame. Why did he not? You know, it's interesting why he put it first seven, put lame in the first seven. You know, it's a pasuk, but the other ones also aren't able to go up. So it's a little bit funny, the wording over there. Ukvar b'yarno b'hilchos beis hamikdash, already explained in the laws of beis hamikdash, shein ha-tomei roi l'biya. We also said tomei person can never enter the beis hamikdash. So if a tomei person can't enter the beis hamikdash, how can you do it? Bring your olas riyah? And also uncircumcised, whose mouth is disgusting, katame, like a tame person. So therefore, they're excluded no matter what. Okay, let's do one more halacha, very easy halacha. How about a guy who smells? Really smells terrible. So maybe he's not obliged. Hamakamets, a guy who's a makamets. What's a makamets? Shu shemalato, his profession, his job is lakabe says he gathers up dog manure, or other smelly things, let's say pig manure. Now, what do you need to collect it for? Labedoris, to be part of the tanning process. Olerifor, for medicinal purposes, or for anything else. And if you deal with fertilizer all day long, you stunk like a fertilizer. Vechena mitzaref, someone who mines copper, b'machzav shalom, with his mining station. And that's also a very smelly work. Veha abdanim, and also the person who tans hides. Afal pishein mu'usim ibelach. They're very repulsive because of their work, and they smell terrible.
And fish.
And you figure, you know, we don't want them with millions of Jews up there. Not a problem. Harela metargum, let them purify their bodies. So mabushim, why don't you take a good shower and get a new pair of clothes while you're at it? Va'olin, and you ascend, b'chlal yisrael, to be seen. So there's no reason why you cannot be part of that process. Okay, we'll stop it over there.
Why do they say purify their bodies as opposed to wash their bodies?
It's a mikvah.
No, it doesn't have to go to the... I don't know. To purify really yourself purifying. From the smell. I know what you're saying. Yeah. It should be rochsim gufa. I don't know.
But doesn't it mean that they're going in the mikvah?
Points well taken.
But when they say purify, doesn't that mean you have to go in a mikvah?
No, that's not what he means. Because you don't have, the mikvah's not going to take off the smell.
Yeah, the water will.
Nah, you got to wash yourself good. Yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know why.